This is from me. We've got a real treat. Evan is going to come and share from God's word for us this morning. So if you want to come up, Evan. Tribe, you're heading out. So for our younger teenagers, I think you're with Shell and Ruth, it looks like today. I'm going to read from John 3. If you want to follow along in your Bibles, we're going to read from verses 1 to 10. And then Evan is going to share with us. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with them. Jesus answered him and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Amen.
Thank you. I hope I can. Can you hear me at the back? Better, yeah. Good morning, everyone. I am Ivan, for those who don't know me, one of the members of the congregation here. Today I'd like to share the word of God about the kingdom of God. How important it is for us to have that in mind. Here, one of the main rulers of those days came to Jesus to ask him how. That was something remarkable. He has been, you know, one of the, like probably in these days, high priest here, very well known of the word of God. But he didn't know what it means to be born again. So what I would like to encourage you is to pay attention when Jesus talks to us. In a very plain and simple words, here he says, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus explained to us very clearly, if you don't do this, you will not be born again. How? Well, for us to be born again means to repent from our sins, to repent from the heart, and God will know, and you will be born again. I remember in 2000 I became Muslim and I practiced the religion for 5 years. 2 years down the line to being a Muslim, I met a Christian guy who said to me, look, Ivan, that is a wrong path you are going. You need to be born again. He reminded me this scripture. I said, well, what do I need to do? How do I do? I thought I was in the right path. He said, no, I will lead you in prayer. You need to repent from your sins. You need to declare with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you will be born again. I said, okay. So he led me in prayer, did more than small prayer. And that's it. That was 2002. From then on, the Muslim religion became into decline of myself. Why? Because I was awakening. I was dead before. That moment, Jesus blew the life in my spirit. I began to understand spiritual things. I understand what I was doing in the Muslim religion, that it was not the path. Nicodemus came to ask the Lord how. One important thing is when Jesus talked, let's pay attention. A couple of weeks ago, a neighbor, I have a coffee shop just in North London, and he bought a car, brand new car. I don't know if it's brand new, but very nice car, Mercedes car. And he parked outside the coffee shop, and there is a sign that says, loading bay. He parked in there. He left overnight and everything. Parking bay means 5 minutes. Doesn't say more than that. The street warden came one day. He put the clock in and he waited for 5 minutes. Ticket came onto his car. When he came, it was too late. 2 days later, he goes and parks somewhere else, where the sign says, Wednesday to Sunday. And it was a Monday. Sometimes we ignore the signs. My friend, my neighbor, he ignores something that you can pay and, you know, you can get on with that. Although it's painful to pay £130 in a week. Here, Jesus is telling us what to do. When Jesus talks, Jesus answered, look, he is talking his word. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I just encourage you, each one of you, if you've never been born again, or if you are not sure in your heart, I can lead you later on in prayer, as my friend did in 2002. As I said that day, I didn't feel anything, something dramatic thing happened, only I remember that night I saw a dream. In that dream, I went to Maidevale station and there was a guy who said, please come in. As I enter, there was a long stairs down the station. At the far end, there was a door and people were going down in each step with a black hoodie. When I saw that, I said, I don't want to go that path. I turned my way. So I believe that day when I made the declaration in my heart, although I didn't know, as Nicodemus says here, how? How can a man be born again when he is old? That day I didn't know, but it was a moment of a new beginning in the Lord Jesus Christ. From there, in 2006, when I met my wife, she invited me. She said, look, there is a church who invited me a Sunday to go for a service. Would you like to come? I said, yes. I came to New Life, that time in Akron Valley. We went there, and there was a preacher who came and gave an amazing testimony. First time I heard a testimony, what Jesus has done in his life. He had a stomach cancer, but God revealed his stomach. And I saw the man in front of me. Something really stirred my heart up. As Nicodemus says here, I know you are from God, because if you were not from God, you wouldn't do these miracles. Now I can testify. I can testify because the spirit of myself has been born again since 2006. As I said, I left the Muslim religion and began to read the Word of God. The true meaning of life is here. We have access, everyone. What a remarkable thing. A couple of months ago, there was one of my customers who came daily for the last 6 years. After she left the coffee shop, she just went down the road and she had a massive heart attack. She died down the road. The police came, ambulance came, and they took her. The Lord says, call me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Here in the church, we shared what she went through. She was in ICU for 3 weeks. And we came to the Lord in prayer, in thanksgiving and supplication. And God did the miracle in this woman's life. She came back. Now she's walking, talking. NHS in the Royal Free Hospital, they gave her a letter. Miracle patient. Because they cannot explain themselves how can she be alive after 35 minutes, 40 minutes without oxygen to the brain. And she is able to walk, talk, and remember everything. This is the power of God. He does miracles in each one of us. Every single day, every moment that we breathe. If you think, when we blink, can you stop blinking? We can. We don't have control over the blinking. We don't have control over our sleeping. I tried. When I used to work very hard, two, three jobs in the past. More than 3 days, you cannot stop. You need to sleep. You need to rest. Otherwise, you drop. God made us that way. God made us with that spirit for us to be connected to Him. And here, Jesus is explaining us how to be born again. So please, let's not ignore, as my friend ignored the sign. When we read the Bible, I would encourage you to take time and to read carefully what He says. I'll give you another thing that it happened to me. One of my hobbies is running. I love running. From young age, I learned to run. When I came here in 1996, I heard about the London Marathon. Wow, this is one of the most great events on earth, that people like to come here to run the London Marathon. And I said, I am here and I want to run. I want to join that. In 2002, it was the millennium. It was quite big. So I said to myself, I like to run. How do I do that? I was with my brother-in-law. You know what? He said, just go with the crowd. Just go with the crowd, you know. Go there. You just follow them. It will be all right. I said, you are right. So I went to Black Hill. As you go in the train, you see more people, and I join them. Crowds of people in Black Hill. 40,000 people. Wow, it's exciting. So I joined the crowd and began to run, and it's beautiful, an amazing experience for those who love running, but you know, go through all the most iconic things in London. I remember just getting to the Big Ben. From there, it's just close to the end of the marathon. And people are cheering you, come on, keep going, you're just there, yes. Although I was tired, I felt my tunnels, 3-4 tunnels were coming off, but I make my effort to go. And I go to Buckingham Palace, and I saw 100 yards far from me, finishing line. Yes, I was racing my... Suddenly, there is one of these stewards come and running next to me. Where is your number? What number? Oh my, sorry, you can't go. He just took me away from the line. 26 point miles. All the way. How a painful thing it was. The most painful thing for me was that as I go home in the station, those who ran, showing off their marathon, their medal. Look, it was really painful. Lack of information. Jesus says here, my people perish due to lack of knowledge. Let's not ignore what the Lord says here. The second verse that I would like to emphasize here, he says, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus is telling us plainly and clearly how to see and how to enter. I couldn't enter to the finish line because I didn't have my number. Here we live in a timeline. This is past, this is present and future. Past is history, tomorrow is a mystery. But this moment we are receiving the word of God clearly and plainly. So in our hearts, we need to only open the door. Come, Lord. I am a sinner. If you were not born again, I was not born again, as I said, in 2002. But then in 2006, my spirit grew a little bit more, and I have the assurance. Today is the acceptable time, the Lord says. If you are not born again, please. Accept the Lord. I can lead you at the end of the service in prayer. We do not know when we're gonna end our lives. This week, on Tuesday, my cousin's daughter passed away. She was 35 years old. She went to a school with her son, 7 years old. She filled a form. When she arrived, the teacher says, look, the form is, you have something that you have put it wrong in the form. Could you bring it tomorrow? I'll give you a new form and just bring it. She said, okay. That day she went home. While she was in the bathroom, she asleep and she fell on her head and she died. There is a time to born and a time to die. It's not necessarily to be ill, not necessarily to be old. I heard from a preacher last week, there are statistics that 59 million people die every year in the world. So I just encourage you, look what the Lord says. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless one is born of water. Jesus gave us an example. When he came, he went to the presence of John the Baptist. He was baptizing, and when he came, John the Baptist was surprised, was shocked. You should baptize me. But the Lord said, he put as an example. He set as an example, no. We have to do what our Heavenly Father said to do. So if you were not baptized in water, we have this beautiful place here, we can do it. Why? Because this is a symbolic thing that you dip into the water and you are washed away from the sins. We can do it. Let's not ignore what God is telling us. Like my friend. He ignored the signs and he got fine. He can get away, but with Jesus, we cannot get away. Absent from the body, present to the Lord. We don't want to go there and says, well, I don't have my number. Like I did. The following year I went and I ran and I got medal. But here, we won't be able to do that. So I would encourage you what the Lord says here. It's very simple. When we read the Bible, let's not read like news. Just scroll down. Let's not see like other things, but let's pay attention. Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth for us to be safe. The King of Kings, he left everything in a humble way he came for us to have eternal life because there was no other way. He made a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. Let's follow him with true heart. There are things we don't know. I don't know when I read. But we pray to God. The Lord says, ask whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. So let's ask God wisdom. Wisdom from him. How to do, how to follow. We all gonna have difficulties. We all have difficulties in many ways. Probably in a workplace. I lost my job. Probably in a health-wise. At home, we had a problem. My wife, she had this thyroid thing. We pray. We had to go through difficult times. But the Lord says, I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And he is with us. Now, today and forever. He never changes. The Lord is the same yesterday, today and forever. He wants us just to follow him in our difficulties and troubles and tribulations we have. As we come closer to him, he will come closer to us. And if we say how, here. Yeah. I encourage you to read the Word of God. We have all facilities to read in the book, internet, iPads, phones, in everything. All facilities we have. We are living in a blessed country. I come from Ecuador. It's very hard to be Christian there. They will mock you. They will put away even from your own family because you are Christian and they make fun of you. There are places like Iran, in other places. It's difficult to worship, but here we have this beautiful day. We come together in prayer and thanksgiving and supplication to God. all small and big, we coming without freedom with all our hearts to give all to Him. Only our hearts we can give it to Him. And He will bless us abundantly. I've been blessed. I'm telling you, I came here in 1996 with no English, with no papers. But God has made the way for me. And how amazing privilege and great thing is to come and share with you what God has done in my life. And if He did for me, certainly He's going to do for each one of us. And now as we have the Word with us, the bread of life, the water of life, please do not keep it to yourself. Share it with your neighbor, with your family member. Share it. Do not feel ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says, pray for someone. You may be rejected in my coffee shop. We pray. Some people say, no, I don't believe. I don't want it. Fine. Pray. Believe it in your heart. But Jesus will make the miracle. This lady, I hope before she goes back to her country, I said to her, you need to come. I want you to come and share your testimony what Jesus has done. She said, I will. I will bring her one day for her to give her own testimony. That Jesus is at work in each one of our lives. Just I encourage you to read the Word every day. How wonderful it is. Because it's giving us a spiritual food to grow in faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. We used to just look and read, and we miss a lot of information from that. My friend looked, but he didn't put in the information. When we read loud, it comes about five signs. We look, when our mouth is moving, to our hearing, our senses, and it comes into our heart. That's what the Lord says. The Word of God comes by hearing and hearing. And Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law should be in your mouth day and night so that you will be successful. Successful in everything that God has made for us. Successful in our marriage. Successful in our job place. With our children. And so on. So, I want to close, but just reminding you what the Lord says. These two verses that He says, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Remember how here He is teaching us how to see and how to enter. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit. So now we know there is no excuses for anyone. So I'm going to lead you in prayer now. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this moment, Lord. We love you. We glorify you in the highest. Father in heaven, I like to pray. I pray, Lord, that I am a sinner. I want to open the door of my heart. Please come into my heart and dwell with me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks, Ivan. Really encouraging and challenging. I think it'd be great to spend a moment just before God, saying, God, is there anything I'm missing? Anything that you're trying to show me that I'm so stuck in my own way, stuck in doing what I'm doing, that I'm missing what you're trying to speak to me? Because we don't want to end up like a van and not having the right number on running the marathon. In the same way, the Christian life can be a bit like that. You can be following Jesus as best you can, kind of turning up on Sundays and doing your bit. But if anything like me, you get back home and already the things for this week start coming up. The what's lying ahead. You become so consumed with like the to-do list and just getting the tasks done or getting food for children, all that kind of stuff, that you kind of don't have a moment to stop and say, God, is there anything I'm missing? Anything you want to speak to me. Anything you want to show me. So I wonder if we can just, before we do anything else, just spend a few moments in quiet. And just in your heart, just say, God, is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything you want to speak to me? If you don't follow Jesus, you can still ask that question. Because actually God might actually want to say something to you. This might be a moment where he wants to speak to you and say, my son, my daughter, come close. So why don't you close your eyes? That sometimes helps us to focus. You might still hear the teenagers shouting upstairs, but that's just them having a good time. But just come before God and say, God, is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything you want to speak to me? Lord Jesus, in your word you said that you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. And Lord Jesus, I pray that we would be people who are able to follow you, Lord, because we're listening to you. How can we follow you if we don't hear what you're saying or know where you're leading us, Lord? We'd be just walking around like headless chickens, Lord. But I pray that you would help us to follow you. Be a people who are committed to following you, Lord. That in good times and tough times, Lord, we're still looking to see where you're leading us, Lord. Remembering we have a prize in heaven that is so much greater than anything this earth might offer. Help us, Lord. So often my spirit feels so, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. So often concerned about all the other things that are going on in life, Lord. Forgetting to come straight back to you and your word. Holy Spirit, would you help us? Empower us. We pray we might all have stories of how you've led us, how you've guided us, how you've helped us to advance your kingdom here on earth. I pray, Lord, that you might give us boldness to share your word. I pray that as a church we might grow in sharing our faith, sharing who you are and what you've done in our lives, Lord. But that's not because we're trying to drum anything up. It's because you're working so powerfully that we can't help but share. I pray that you draw us together. Thank you, Jesus, that the only reason all of us are here this afternoon, Lord, is because you made that way. Whether we realize it or not, Lord, we're here because you wanted us to be here, Jesus. And I pray that you would help us to keep looking to you. Keep being led by you. Lord, let us never neglect to be in your word, to be seeking you first, to seeking your kingdom and your righteousness above all things. Help us, Lord. I feel like I get it wrong every hour. But Lord, I pray that we would grow and mature as a people, Lord, who are devoted to following you. We ask this in your name and in faith.
Amen.
Amen. I wonder if we might kind of finish our time just by praying together. In the first service, someone shared a picture of like a, if you've ever built like block, a house or something with children, with like Lego bricks, it often looks a bit kind of muddled with different colours and consistencies and all that kind of stuff, different shapes and sizes. And they were sharing that so often the Christian life is a bit like that, that it's full of challenges and actually high moments, low moments. But actually when you look at it all put together, you kind of go, it's sort of beautiful. And actually, in our lives, we will go through these different seasons, but that helps to refine our faith and helps us to follow Jesus. Actually, good moments and hard moments are sort of defining in different ways. But what I'd love us to do is to kind of break into groups. And if you're not a follower of Jesus here, that's fine. You can sort of sit it out or do a runner out the back. That's not a problem. but we'd just love to pray with each other. And I'd love you to consider, as you're praying, if you're in a season where you go, actually, life's pretty good, let's enjoy that. The Bible says we should rejoice with those who are rejoicing and weep with those who are weeping. Actually, it's really important that when people are going through different seasons, we are able to sit with each other in those moments. And if you're in a season of life where you're just like, do you know what? It's all a bit rubbish. That's okay as well, because we believe that God is sovereign. And for whatever reason, rubbishness happens, we sort of have to keep trusting God. But sometimes to be with someone who's going for a good season can be really encouraging for ourselves. So we can close our time officially there, and the party will kick off at 1:30. But let's just spend some time. You can move the chairs around. Don't worry, they're all going to get moved in a second anyway. And just pray with each other. Be honest. If you're with someone you don't know and it feels a bit awkward, then maybe have a little chat just to say each other's names and where you're from. But it's a good encouragement to be blessing each other and praying with each other. So yeah, it's been a pleasure to have you all with us, and let's get praying.